Tesla days, we started discussing about both the Skitzin Rabinos and Rabbi Yosef. At the very beginning of Parshas Vayakel, the Torah tells us, Lo Sivan Oish, the Bomosh Roseta Yom HaShabbos. The difficulty, of course, is as follows, that if this really is one of the Lamedes Halachos, it should not require a Pasuk to tell us that this is us. When you look in the Sugya Shabbos, Daf Mempes and Abeis, there the Gemara tells us that there's a formula. Whatever is found in the Mishkan, Hach Tahavi B'Mishkan Chashiva, the Mekama Daf Beis, Shabbos Mempes, the Sugya later in Shabbos, and the Tzadi Zayin, that Mishkan is the basis of Lamedes Halachos. There is a fundamental machlokes. Either that means binyan hamishkan, it's Rashi shita. Rav Haigon shita is avodas hakarbanos. Either it means the Torah tells us there's a mitzvah of binyan hamishkan, but don't do so on Shabbos. Or maybe that there's certain avoda that is forbidden on Shabbos. Obviously, that means that it's an isser melacha. And it's fascinating when it comes to olam etes melachos, what exactly is its source? Rashi throughout Masechet Shabbos always tells you a source when it comes to Binyan HaMishkan. But everyone agrees it's not necessary to have a pasuk. If I'm going to ask you that, where do you see that Ksiv is Asra on Shabbos or Borer is Asra on Shabbos, Tochin is Asra on Shabbos, the answer is Shabbos Memtes. Whatever was found in the Mishkan, that is the basis of Lamedes Halachos. If that's the case, it's surprising when it comes to those of our Weish that you have a Gzeres HaKasuv. Why is the Gzeres HaKasuv at all needed? So the Gemara tells us an extreme shita, that's the view of Rabbi Yossi. The fact that the Torah tells us this is forbidden is the greatest indication that it is not a malacha. It's not the malacha. If a person were to ask me, why does the Torah underscore tchumim, or shvisa savadim, or shvisa svehemto, or mechamer, beishamai shita, or shvisa skelim, well, of course the Torah has to tell us these things are forbidden, because it's not part of that formula. It's not considered to be a malach at all. So therefore, Yossi says, if the Torah goes out of its way and tells us, Los Savaroesh, that you can't ignite a flame, guess what? It is not considered to be a malach. Meaning, if a person does so on Shabbos, he violates the law of Los Savaroesh, but there is no kares, there's no skila, there's no chavis. Well, Rabbi Nassim disagrees and says that certainly is not true, that Los Savaroesh, that is considered to be part of Malach Shabbos. And why is it the Torah singles this out? The answer is by example. It's a model. It tells you something that's true of each and every one of the malachos. What exactly is it telling us? That's a sugya in Shabbos. That's a sugya of chiluk malachos. A person goes ahead and violates many malachos, multiple malachos, v'helem echad. I would have thought that if it's Behelem Echad, you're chayv a single karba. A person needs many kazesim of chayla. He's chayv a single karba. If it's Behelem Echad, a person violates several malachos, I would think he's chayv only one chatos. Even though it's different malachos, yeah, but he violated the same isser over and over again. The answer is that no. That you know what? There's a certain independence of malachos. Chiluk malachos. You're chayiv for each and every malacha individually. How do you know that that's true? The concept of chiluk malachos, maybe these are just all different manifestations of the same issa of lo sasecha malacha. Rabbi Nassim says that's the meaning of this pasuk of lo savaroesh. Lo savaroesh is one of the lamedes malachos, and the Torah singles it out individually, so therefore there's a concept of chiluk malachos. It's as that each malach is considered to be independent. So that's an incredible, incredible machlokes. How exactly is it that the Torah tells us Savaroesh, Rabbi Yossi says it's not a malacha, and Rabbi Nassim says that no, it is a malacha, but he's telling you chiluk malachas. The Gemara asks that sugya in Shabbos and Daf Ayin, that so according to Rabbi Yossi, how do you know the concept of chiluk malachas? The Gemara says he must require another pasuk to know that that's true. The Gemara suggests in the very beginning of Chumash Leikra, in the parsha of Chavis, the Torah says, Achas Meheina. Achas Meheina. Meaning, sometimes you're chayiv once, sometimes you're chayiv many chatos. Achas and Heina. Achas and Heina. You know what? You do a malacha repeatedly, or if it's a Shigeg HaShabbos, you don't even know that it's Shabbos, you're chayiv one chatos. But if a person is aware that it's Shabbos, and you violate many different malachos, you're chayiv for each and every malacha. So Rav Nassim agrees to chiluk malachos. Rabbi Yossi agrees to Chiluk Malachos. According to Rabbi Nosson, it's based on the Pasuk of Sabaru Eish, Parshas Vayakel. And according to Rabbi Yossi, no, it's based on the very beginning of Parshas Vayikra. They both agree that there's a concept of Chiluk Malachos. When you leave the Sugya, so therefore it's a huge Machlokes, but it's limited in scope. Is there a Machlokes regarding Chiluk Malachos? No, everyone agrees. There is a Machlokes, what is its source? But everyone agrees. You're chayav for each melacha individually, that's true. The Machlokes is not whether those Savar or Eish Mutter Aser, of course it's Aser. The question is it an Isser Lav or you chayav Skila Kari Sachamis? Then the whole Sugya can end. That's a huge Machlokes. Whether there's skila karis lechatos. What's fascinating is when you look at it more holistically, you see that there's so much more that Rabbi Nosson and Rabbi Yossi disagree on. All they disagree on, Pashup Shat, is simply the meaning of this pasuk of a Savar Oesh. But perhaps there is much, much more at stake. So Tosus writes here in Armasech, the Beitzach of Gimla Maralit, Tosus raises the following issue. Is there an Isser of those Savaru Eish on Yontif? That's Tosus' question. If there is an Isser, that means the starting point is that it's Aser. And if you're going to tell me that under certain circumstances it's Mutter, that has to be justified. One justification could be Ochel Nefesh. Maybe those Savaru Eish is Mutter because typically it's done for the purpose of Melechus Ochel Nefesh. And maybe one could expand the Heter, and that is the Sigmaritz Hashem will see soon, that the Beis Amenalev of Mitoch. If something is mutter for the purpose of Ochel Nefesh, mitoch shehut l'tzorach u'tzunami, shelo l'tzorach. So if a person is going to ignite the flame or extend the flame, so I'll ask you, is that mutter, is that aser and yantif? The starting point is it's aser, but under certain conditions it's mutter. What is Ochel Nefesh and what is considered to be mitoch? What happens if a person just lights something, right, for no reason whatsoever? A ner shel batala? A ner shel batala? That's Tosus' question. Or let's say a person is lighting something for non-Ochel Nefesh, or maybe a case which is not Mitoch. Let's assume Pashup Shad, even Mitoch requires a Tzorech. What happens if a person goes out and does something Mamish, Shelo L'Tzorech? Is there an Issah? You know, maybe one could read a Pasuk, Lo Savar Oesh L'Chol Moshe Osechem, V'Yom HaShabbos, Shabbos. Shabbos in Yantif Lo. Is there an Issah, Lo Savar Oesh, when it comes to Yantif? Wow, maybe one could say yes. Maybe one could think no. So Tosus writes a study in Kiddush, Tosus quotes Yerushalmi, that's a function of Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Yossin. That depends on this issue. On this issue. In what sense? If this is one of the Lamites Malachos, this is a Malacha, Malacha applies on Yantif as well. Malacha is not limited to Shabbos. How do you know Malacha is Yantif? The answer is, Malacha is Asura on Shabbos. Malacha is Asura on Yantif. Clearly, there are differences between Shabbos and Yantif, the Onesh, and Ochel Nefesh, and Mitoch, yeah, that's true, but Isurei Malacha exists on Yantif itself. So if you're going to tell me this is a Malacha, so therefore the starting point, the Moskva Rishon, is this is not only on Shabbos, this is even on Yantif as well. That's what Tosfos says, according to Rabbi Nosson, the Isur is not only on Shabbos, but on Yantif as well. According to Rabbi Yossi, who says that that's true? If this is not an Isur Malacha at all, this is a separate Isur, and the Pasuk says, Lo Savar Oesh B'chol Moshe Osechem B'yom HaShabbos, and it's not in Isser Malacha, how do you know that this applies when it comes to Yantif? And therefore, Tosus suggests that according to Rabbi Yossi, only on Shabbos, not on Yantif. So in Ner Shabbat Allah, Ner Shabbat Allah. When we see the Sugya Daf Yud Beis, you know, it's so obvious. You're allowed to light a candle, a yardstick candle, a Ner Kavod, are you allowed to do that? But let's say Yantif is on Friday. Is it so obvious you're allowed to ben shlich? You're allowed to ben shlich for Shabbos on Yantif? Is that something which is so obvious? So obvious. After all, even if you have an Erev Tavshilin, but doing Malacha on Yantif for Shabbos, you have to get past the first hurdle. You know what the first hurdle is? Hoil. Well, we discussed that, so you know. Sochem Empav. Hoil. What's the Hoil? What's the hoil when it comes to Havakas and Eros? Now, I cook on Yantif for Shabbos. If guests will come, I'll give them the food right now. On Yantif. Gage and Havakas and Eros on Yantif for Shabbos is covered by hoil. And if it's not covered by hoil, guess what? Erev Tov Shilin does not help. Are you allowed to go ahead and do that? Well, Tosus is the starting point. According to Rabbi Yossi, there's no problem. because those evaluations are only on Shabbos. According to Rabbi Nassan, no, this applies even on Yom Tov as well. It has to be justified. So what is the justification? Is that called Ochol Nefesh? Is that even called that which is Mito? Wow. So that is the Shita of Tosus, that according to Rabbi Yossi, that this only applies on Shabbos and not on Yom Tov. In fact, Tosus says in Sukkim, Bafeim and Beis, that you know what? Maybe this is the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Wow. Because something which is stunning, or this is the diuk of the Gemara according to Rabbi Akiva, but that's the assumption of the Gemara. Why? Because there the Gemara is bothering. We discussed this and we did the Ches. Now that we know that Bir Chametz is on Erev Pesach. How do you know it's on Erev Pesach? The Pasuk says, Ach B'yom HaRishon. Maybe it means the first day of Pesach. Rabbi Akiva says that's a non-starter. It cannot be on Pesach. You know why? Because Bir Chametz means you have to burn your Chametz, and you cannot burn Chametz on Pesach. So therefore, obviously, Yom HaRishon cannot be Pesach. Pesach. It must be Erev Pesach. So the Gemara says, Ksochen Dabei, Shma Minam Nidra Rabbi Akiva Klos. You see three great traditions according to Rabbi Akiva. Number one, on his face, Ein Bir Chametz Ol B'Sreifa. You have to burn Chametz. Because if you can get rid of Chametz in other ways, so why is there a conflict between Bir Chametz and any Yisrael Malacha? Flush it down the toilet. Go ahead and take bleach and bleach it, and now it's Nifsa. Go ahead and just throw it out to the wind. Why do you assume that it's Nisra Malacha? In Bir Chametz Ol B'Sreifa. Okay, that's number one. Number two, the Gemara says a great Chiddush that apparently Rabbi Akiva denies Mitoch. Because even if indeed it is Nisra Malacha, but Malachi is Mutter Letzorech. Isn't this Letzorech? Isn't Bir Chametz Letzorech? Isn't that covered by Mitoch? The fact that Rabbi Akiva says, don't you dare burn Chametz on Pesach indicates that we deny Mitoch as well. I see that enough your days. Okay. And then the Gemara says, you see that Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Nassan. Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Nassan. That Havari is L'chalek Yatzas, as opposed to L'lav Yatzas. So Tosus is very bothered. Tosus is bothered. Where do you see that? Rabbi Akiva says you're not allowed to go ahead and to start a fire on Yom Tov. But where do you see it's like Rabbi Nassan? Everybody agrees that that's true. Now it's just a question of, is it a malacha? Is it not a malacha? But everybody agrees it's forbidden. Oh, so Tosa says, Tutsurutsin. And the Teretz of the Riva is exactly that point, that no, does it apply on Yom Tov? Does it apply on Yom Tov? Obviously, Rabbi Akiva says it does. You're not allowed to burn chametz on Yom Tov. It applies on Yom Tov. That's only true according to Rabbi Nassan. Because if you hold like Rabbi Yossi, it's not an Issa Malacha. If it's not an Issa Malacha, it doesn't apply on Yom Tov. That's the Shita of the Riva. Whether the Savar Aleish is limited to Shabbos or extends to Yom Tov, it's Machlokas Rabbi Nassan Rabbi Yossi. And the other answer of Tosus, Pesachin Atema Be'ez, is that no. Even according to Rabbi Yossi, it's Aser. That's not an Afkamina. But the Diuk of the Gemara is just the language of Rabbi Akiva. If all Rabbi Akiva would have said is you're not allowed to burn Chametz on Pesach, I wouldn't know if he holds like Rabbi Nassan or Rabbi Yossi, because both agree that's true. But that's not true. That's not what Rabbi Akiva said. The phraseology of Rabbi Akiva was, Matsino Havara Shehi Av Malacha. Rabbi Akiva called it an Av Malacha. If you're calling it an Av Malacha, that means you're holding like Rabbi Nassan. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, I agree, it's Aser, but don't call it an Av Malacha. Don't call it an Av Malacha. Wow, that's an important diakondosis as well. So far, fascinating. One of my focus, Rabbi Nassan, Rabbi Yossi, is what is the onesh on Shabbos? Okay. Another nafkamin all of a sudden now, the chiddush of the Riva, does it apply in Yom Tov? Does it apply in Yom Tov? And that opens up a whole world. In other words, the non-isurei malacha on Shabbos, tchumim, mechamer, are they limited to Shabbos or do they apply even on Yom Tov? Even on Yom Tov as well. So that's a heavy issue. That's a huge, huge Nafkamina. Now, is it fair to equate Nechameh with Lo Savar Oish according to Rabbi Yossi? I would say yes, you know. Both are Usar on Shabbos, and both are not Amalach on Shabbos. Both are in Yisr Lav on Shabbos. So you know what's true in the case of Nechameh, or maybe Tchumim according to Rabbi Akiva, Tchum Daraisa, would be true even according to Lo Savar Oish. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yossi. Is that necessarily true? So maybe one could argue Maybe not. Maybe not. Why maybe not? Oh, so this is a Shagasari and Simon Ayin Aleph, and this is the Minchas Tinoch in Reish Sarifes. And they both write the following. This is kind of really, really important. What's the starting point? What's the starting point? Let's say something like Tchumim. What's the starting point? If I didn't have a pasuk that Tchumim is forbidden, a Yesei Shemim Kol, if I didn't have a pasuk that Mechamer was Asa, you know what I would have said? I would have said it's Mutter. If I wouldn't have had a pasuk that said it's Asur, I would have said that it's Mutter. That makes a lot of sense. Now, comes the pasuk and tells me that it's Asa. Not a malacha, it's an isurav, no karis, no skila, no chatos. But what is the chiddush of the pasuk? The chiddush of the pasuk is that it's aser. You know what the pasuk does? It notches up. No, I would have thought it's mutter. The pasuk tells me that it's aser. Okay, okay, okay. What would you say about those sevarlish? There, wow. Shagasayim and chasneach heard the opposite. If I wouldn't have had a pasuk, if I wouldn't, you know what I would have said? If I wouldn't have had a pasuk, I would have said, you're chayv skila. It's one of the activities that was done in the Mishkan. If I wouldn't have had a pasuk, I would have said that it's absolutely aser, and you're chayv skila. So Rabbi Nassan, the fact that you have a pasuk is telling you something else. Havar l'chalik yasas. But you're chayv skila. And what about according to Rabbi Yossi? The chiddush of the pasuk is that you're not chayv kari skila chattas. In other words, the pasuk notches down. The pasuk is not notching up. What is the pasuk coming to do? And the pasuk is coming to create an iser or to reduce an iser. That's pretty heavy, no? What is the starting point? What is the starting point? There's no way I would have said tchumim is aser if it wasn't the pasuk. I wouldn't have said that shvisas avadim is aser if it wasn't the pasuk. So the pasuk takes something that I would have thought is heter gamor and it creates an iser lav. When it comes to the case of a sevar weish, very, very different. One word, despite. Despite the fact that it's a malacha, you're not chayiv, karis kilachatas. So therefore, Shagasari and Chaskinach assume, I think Pashub Shat is not like the Riva. Pashub Shat is, even if you're going to argue something like Tchumim or Mechamim Idarais, it doesn't apply on Yantid, but that's not true when it comes to Los Avaroesh. Because the starting point is Los Avaroesh is considered to be the Chlal HaMalachos. The Pasuk reduces, but it does still have a Shem Alacha. A Shem Alacha. Wow. Ooh. So, one nafkamina is Karis Gilchatos. Another possible nafkamina is what about when it comes to Yantik? Is there an Isser? Is there no Isser? Okay. Maybe a third nafkamina. Oh, that was the Tosus we discussed. Yibam Estaf Avim Adalek. That's our Sugya based on Chesim Adays. Where the Gemara says there's an essay. There's an essay when it comes to Shabbos. There's an essay when it comes to Yantik. Tishbo Shabbosa. Tosu Shabbos Samapes. Ushmartam Esa Shabbos. Hikoda Shilachem. There's an essay. There's an essay when it comes to Shabbos. What is included in the essay? What is included in the essay? Not so clear. When we discussed that a month ago, now, we had five shittas in Rishon. What exactly is included in the essay? What's included in the lav? What's included in the essay? Unclear. Unclear. So, for example, like Mechamer. Is Mechamer included? Is Mechamer included in the essay of Shabbos or Yantik? So, Tosus is Mufurish. Yivamos Tavav Manalav. Yes. The essay applies even to Mechamer. Mechamer is forbidden in HaTorah. And the Isser of Shabbos is not just a lav, it's also an essay. So, guess what? The essay of Shabbos includes not only Malacha, but even Mechamer as well. Even Mechamer as well. Well, that's what Tosu says, that so if a parent will tell you, engage in Mechamer, I would have said, you know what, the mitzvah of Kibbut Aveim cannot be done for Aveim, then I say, like Beisach, Hesem Aveim. Tosu is Mefurish, that the essay of Shabbos applies even to Mechamer. What is Mechamer? It is an Isser D'Araisa, but it's not an Isser Malacha. Okay? And we pointed out, the Rashba disagrees. The Rashba Mesud, Yivam Estaf Av, right? That's not true. That the essay of Shabbos only encompasses Yisurei Malacha. The essay of Shabbos only encompasses Yisurei Malacha. There is no essay when it comes to Mechameh. Therefore, the Rashba writes, if a parent tells you to engage in Mechameh, you know what? I would have said, essay Gokalos Hasei. You're not going to keep it up, should be Docha Mechameh. Elamai, a Pasuk. Acha Shabsose Tishmoru, Kulcha Mechameh Nechodi. But you need a Pasuk because this would have been a candidate for essay Gokalos Hasei. Wow, that was the Rashba. Ooh, some of Furah Shemachokas between the Rashba and Tosus. Whether the essay of Shabbos in Yom Tov applies to Mechameh. Applies to Mechameh. Okay? Mechameh is an example of an Issa Daraisa, which is not an Issa Malachah. Ooh, let me ask you the following question. The following question. Does the essay of Shabbos apply to those of Arawish? Does the essay of Shabbos, does the essay of Yom Tov apply to those of Arawish? You know what? Moshe Shara would say, ooh, that's a Machlokas, Tosus Narashu. Tosus Narashu. Meaning what? That, you know what? Oh. If you hold that the essay of Shabbos applies to Mechameh, then, guess what? The essay of Shabbos applies to those of Aroesh, both according to Rabbi Nosan and according to Rabbi Yossi. But if you hold like the Rashba, that the essay of Shabbos only applies to Yisrael Lacha, and doesn't apply to Mechameh, you know what I'm going to argue? That, ooh, that's going to be another nafkamina now between Rabbi Nassan and Rabbi Yose. Does the essay of Shabbos apply to those of Aroesh? Does the essay of Yom Tov apply to those of Aroesh? You know the answer would be according to Rabbi Nassan, of course. Because those of Aroesh is a malacha. But according to Rabbi Yose, that it's only allowed, no kariski lachatos, it's like Mechameh. So therefore, according to the Rashba, there's no essay. Oh, so that's a further nafkamina. One nafkamina is, ooh, what's the onesh on Shabbos? Another is, does it apply on Yom Tov? The other is, on Shabbos, is there an essay? And if it applies on Yom Tov, is there an essay? Ooh, nafkamina number three. Well, who disagrees with my nafkamina? Guess who? The Shagasari and the Mechasina. They disagree with my nafkamina. Because they argue the up-down, no? You can have a machlokas regarding Mechameh, because the starting point of Mechameh is it should be mutter. So if the Torah says it's only allowed, maybe I'll argue that there's no essay. But the starting point of those of Ra'ish is it should have been a malacha. But it's excluded from Kares. But everyone agrees there's a lav and an essay. Well, so my nafkamina would be essay, and the Mechasmin, the Meshagasari, would disagree with me and say that's not true. That's a function of the up-down. And here, the Torah reduces. If it reduces, of course, there's an essay. Is there any raya to my suggestion? Yeah, we mentioned that a month ago. Rabbi Nachmanel. Because Rabbi Nachmanel says something which is stunning, stunning. Is it possible to envision Biur Chametz being Doche, the Isra of Los of Aroish? Why should Biur Chametz be Doche Los of Aroish? Because that's the Doche Los Hasen. So Rabbi Nachmanel writes, Mufurish, Sochem Yehud Beis, one line. That depends on Rabbi Nassan, Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Nassan, no Esed Ochalos Hasei. According to Rabbi Yossi, yes, Esed Ochalos Hasei. It's Mufurish Rabbi Nachmanel. Can I argue that Biur Chametz should be Docha Dalav of Los Avraway Shanyantid? You know what the answer is? Rabbi Nassan, no. Rabbi Yossi, yes. What in the world? What is Rabbi Nachmanel talking about? What does that mean? You know what Rabbi Nachmanel is? Exactly this point. Exactly my suggestion. That according to Rabbi Nassan, those Savaroish is allowed in an essay. And our Sugya, based on Ches, in a Savaroch, safe essay. No? So therefore, there's no possibility of Bir Chametz being dealt about Savaroish. But according to Rabbi Yossi, the Rashba Shita, there is no essay. If there's no essay, Lo Savar Oesh is only a lava nyante. If it's only a lava nyante, I see the Polos essay. And that's the punchline of Rabbi Nachmanel. The fact that Rabbi Akiva says, don't you dare burn your Chametz on Besa, means you can't apply Esed Polos essay. That's why the Gemara says he holds like Rabbi Nassan. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, Esed Polos essay. Wow, wow, wow. So, another nafkamina. The possibility of a mitzvah sase, Bir Chametz, being doch al samar oish, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that depends on Rabbi Nosson and Rabbi Yosef. Any more differences? So I'll tell you something that I think is an incredible, incredible yisum. Rabbi Nosson says you need the pasuk of al samar oish to tell you chiluk malachas. You're chayav for each malacha separate. Good. If a person does 10 malachas, he's chayav 10 katos. Rabbi Yossi, who uses the pasuk of Sevar Weish to tell us that this is allowed, he doesn't use it for chiluk malachas. You mean to say Rabbi Yossi denies chiluk malachas? No, he just mentioned Shabbos Daf Ayin. Rabbi Yossi also agrees to chiluk malachas, but it's a different source. It comes from Parshas Vayikra, Akas Meimim. So, everybody agrees to chiluk malachas. The question is, what is its source? According to Rabbi Yossi, Havara L'Chalukas. According to Rabbi Yossi, Achas Meim. And you know, if you look in that Sugya Shabbos Abayim, the Gemara is in the third source, Shmuel. Mechaleha Mos Yumas. You know what Mos Yumas means? You can have multiple Onshin for Shabbos. And the Gemara says, Tnei Yulinyan Shoge. That means, B'Shoge, a person can be Chayat, multiple Chatos. So you have three sources for Chiluk Malachos. Everyone agrees that Yesh Chiluk Malachos to Shabbos. But the question is, what is its source? So Rabbi Nosson says the source is also Baruch. Rabbi Yossi says the source is Achas Meinim. Achas Meinim. Okay. So Chiluk Malachos is not enough Gemina. No? We all agree to Chiluk Malachos. Let me ask you the following. The fact that according to Rabbi Nosson, Chiluk Malachos comes from also Baruch. And according to Rabbi Yossi, it comes from Achas Meinim. Is there any difference? Is there any difference whether Chiluk Malachos is based on this makar or that makar or not? Makes no difference. Everybody agrees there's Chiluk Malachos. It's true that, you know what? There are multiple candidates for the source of Chiluk Malachos, but at the end of the day, everyone agrees that there's Chiluk Malachos when it comes to Shabbos. Or could one possibly suggest you're right? Everyone agrees there's Chiluk Malachos to Shabbos, but whether Chiluk Malachos is based on Lo Sevar Oish, and whether Chiluk Malachos is based on Achas Meina, that's huge. That's huge. In what sense? What would the napkin possibly be? So here I'll ask you, this is a fundamental question in Shabbos, Mitzvah Shalom, get here in Sechel Space as well. How do you understand Chiluk Malachos? What exactly does Chiluk Malachos mean? You know, a person, for example, violates border of Kosev on Shabbos, he's got two katos. Why exactly is that true? You know, when you take a look at the Mishnayos and Precepts and Perek Gimel, you find different examples of multiple Chiyuvei Chatos. You have different examples of multiple Chiyuvei. What's the most obvious example where you're Chayav twice? Let's say a person violates two separate yisur. A person, let's say, eats chaylev and a person eats dam. The mezid your chayev karis, the shogi your chayev chatas. So a guy goes and says the problem, can I just bring one carbon? And for the chaylev and dam, you're going to say, no. You violated two independent yisurim. You have to bring a separate carbon chatas for each yisur. Okay, very, very good. Very good. You know what that's called? That's called Shemos Mukhot. Shemos Mukhot. That means A and B are different Shemos. A different Shemoser entirely. So of course you're Chayav twice. Of course you're Chayav. That's the most blatant example of Chiluk Chatos. Different Yisurim. A person, Rachmana L'Shel Yisrael, Machal Shabbos, and he's Oved Avodah Zarah. Yes, you have to bring different Karbanos. Can I bring in one carbon for Shabbos and Avodah Zarah? No, they're different Yisur. Okay, that's called Shemos Mukhot. What about more subtle difference? What about, the Gemara has a case of Ba'al Nida Osarbe. A person violates an Isur Nida, and then later violates another Isur with a Nida. Now, guess what? He's chayev different carbonos for each one. Different carbonos. The person will say, what do you mean that it was the same Isser, Nida, Nida? It's not like Chayev and Dam. It's not like Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. So if that really is true, so why am I chayiv multiple chataos? It's a chiv kares v'shogeg. You know what the answer is? Ooh, a different phrase entirely, a different hadara. Gufen muchlokin. Gufen muchlokin. You know what that is? That's a different manifestation of the sameness. Sometimes you can be chayiv multiple chataos for a different iser. Sometimes you can be chayiv for a different manifestation of the sameness. That Mishnah Krisus in Perek Gimel quotes a sheet of Rabbi Yishuv in a further Kiddush. Tamchuyim muchlokin. You know what tamchuy means? A plate. A plate. What does a plate mean? A serving, a dish. You go to the shmorg, you know, and there's roasted chaylev, and there's boiled chaylev, and there's baked chaylev. No? So, of course, I'll take all of them. You know? So, okay. So, you know what? You're chayiv, according to Rabbi Yishuv, three chataos. Because this was prepared differently, that was prepared differently, that's called tanchuyim uchlokim. Wow. You know what the chiddush is? It's the same iser chaylev. It's not like the Torah has a separate iser chaylev for baked and broiled and cooked. No, but they're independent because they're not identical. It's not like eating two kazesim of the same type of chaylev. That's even a further chiddush of tanchuyim uchlokim. Wow. But everyone agrees there's shemos and gufin. Rabbi Shu's machadesh that, you know, tanchuyim uchlokim, okay. But you know what's so important? Right, you leave Paragimel of Krisus and you see that chiluk malachos can be for multiple reasons. Sometimes it's a different shame iser. And sometimes, no, it's a different manifestation of the very same iser. The very same iser. That sounds reasonable, no? So I'm going to ask you a really heavy question. A person goes ahead and violates this sort of kotzer, and a person violates an isser of tochim. Yischayim two chatos. Why? Is that like the Mishnah and Krisus of Shemus Mokotim? Or is that Guf Mokotim? Are those completely different isurim? Or what I argue, no, those aren't different isurim. But the Maisa there is sufficiently different that it's a different manifestation of the sameness. That lambda sounds like incredible, no? The Isser, Kotzer, and Tochim. Is that the same Shem Isser, or is it not? Wow. What's the relationship between one Av Malach and another? Are they worlds apart? They're different Shemos Isser? It's like Chedev and Dam? Or Egger, no, not really. It's the same Isser. Lo Sasa Chol Malacha. But they're sufficiently different that they're different manifestations of the same Isser. Guf and Mechlokim. Malach is Shabbos. Guf and Mechlokim or Shemos Mechlokim. Wow. Is that something which is unbelievable, no? I will tell you that's a pretty important Chakir when it comes to Masech HaShabbos, Masech HaZveitza. What is the relationship between Malacha and Malacha? So I'll tell you an incredible, incredible comment of the Tosus Rid. Take a look at this inside. Because every word of the Tosus Rid is gold. No? Shabbos, Kufla Mechesem Adala. The Tosus Rid writes the following. Kevin Dehavar Lechalek Yatsas. Ooh, that's how he begins. Since we passed like Rabbi Nasa, it's as though there's a separate Isser for each and every Malacha. It's not like there's one Isser of Shabbos, don't do Malacha. There are 39 Isser of Shabbos. Wow. And the Tosfer continues. And Vahavilei Kamo Lavin the chela v'dam. Doing borer and kose is like chela v'dam. They're different shemos isen. Shehin chalukin zen izen. Each one which is absolutely independent. Whoa, that's unbelievable. And if that's not enough, you ready for the next line that Tosfos read? A person eats chela. What's the hasra? Don't eat chela. A person drinks dam. What's the asra? Don't drink dam. Tzarech lahasros, closer continues. Chedav mishum chedav, v'dam mishum dam. Just like you have to give a different hasra for chedav as opposed to dam, chen b'chom alacha malacha. You have to give a different hasra when it comes to each and every malacha. That's unbelievable, the Tosis right now. The relationship of one malacha to another are different isurim. And you have to give hasra with the shem yisur. That person is eating chelev. You can't just simply say, don't do that. You have to say, there is a lav daraisa of eating chelev. Guess what? You have to say, there's a lav daraisa of borer. There's a lav daraisa of tochen. You cannot simply say, don't do that because it's Chilul Shabbos. Wow. The concept of Chiluk Malachos means each and every malach is considered to be an independent love, and as such, the Hasra has to be independent. Maybe you'll think that's not such a Kiddush, because part of the yeshiva cycle is Baba Kama, right? We often comment, even in the slow yeshivas, so if they get up to Beis and Aleph, no? Beis and Beis, the next one, no. First one, Beis and Aleph, no? And there, Tosu says, you have to give Hasra B'Shem Ha'av, right? Yeah, but realize, that's not a Gemara. That's a Chiddush HaTosus, that's a Tosus Rib. That Hasra has to be very specific, and we call that Hasra Nefuretes. You have to give a very specific Hasra. You can't just simply do don't be Machal Shabbos. Guess what? The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam holds, you see a person on Chodol says Machal Shabbos, guess what? You know what you say to the person? Prosh. Al Tassad over Zeh. Don't you dare do that. And you have to tell them that the consequence, because if you do it, there's Nisr Skiyah. He may think, don't do it, it's a minute. So you have to tell him, no. It's a Chiyuv Misa. You don't have to mention Borer, you don't have to mention Kosei. You just simply have to inform the person that it's Aser. But we're kind of used to Tosus. No. You have to mention, not just Shabbos, you have to mention the Av Malacha. And then the next half of Tosus, the one the person's doing the Torah. Okay? How do you know you have to be so specific? That's incredible. That Tosus read. The relationship of one malacha to another, they're different worlds. They're different isurim. It's like chedev adam. That's like pretty unbelievable. Well. Okay. Now, you ready for this punchline? Oh. What was the opening phrase that Tosas read? But you have to kind of commit that to memory. You know that Tosas read? Kuflamachis. What was the opening phrase? The opening phrase of Tosas read? I would have said the following. I would have said, since there's chiluk malachos, that's not what the Tosas read says, no? What was the opening line of the Tosas read? Kevan dehavar lechalek yotzos. Since we pass them like Rabbi Nassim. What does this have to do with Rabbi Nassim? No? What? There's a debate about chiluk malachos? Everyone agrees to chiluk malachos. It's true. There's machlokas. What is the source of chiluk malachos? Everyone agrees to chiluk malachos. I would have started the whole paragraph by saying, kevan dematsinu chiluk malachos. That's not what the Tosus says. Kevan dehavar lechalek yotzos. You know what that means? My old chiddush, Tosus Rit says, that the relationship between Av Malacha and Av Malacha B are different isurim, like chelev and dam, is only because we pass like Rabbi Nassim. Kev and Dabar Lachalik answers. Wow. That means that, you know what another community to Nassim Rabbi Yossi is? Unbelievable. How do you understand the relationship between Malacha and Malacha B? According to Rabbi Nassim, it's a different world. It's a different shemisir. According to Rabbi Nassim, that's true. According to Rabbi Yossi, who says? And that's so mistaber, no? Because if you're going to tell me that the source of chiluk malachos is lo sevar o'esh, what in the world is lo sevar o'esh? The Torah singles out the Isser Havara as a separate Isser. There's a separate pasuk that says lo sevar o'esh. And Malamed Alav Klal Kul Yotzah. It's as though there's a separate posuk for each and every one of the Lamed Tesalakos. That's exactly the point. According to Rabbi Yossi, how do you know Chilek Malachos? You know what the answer is? Achas and Heina. You don't see anything from Achas and Heina, no? You know what you see from Achas and Heina? Sometimes you chayv once, sometimes you chayv twice. Oh, so Yossi says, if you do Borer and Kosev, you chayv twice. How do you know it's a different Sheinese? How do you know it's as though there's a separate pasuk? What's separate pasuk? You can be chayev separately for guf and mechakim. There's no raya from Heina that shemus mechakim. If it's a separate iser, losavaroesh. So that's as though the pasuk says losavaroesh and don't do kotzer and don't do borer and don't do kosev. That's a separate iser. That's ki'ilu k'sivla v'kom alacha v'alacha. That's pretty unbelievable. That's pretty unbelievable. No. Tosus Rid assumed that what underlies the machlokas of Nasr Rabbi Yossi is what is the relationship between Malachi and Malachavi. Whoa, that's more than meets the eye. That's pretty unbelievable. Let me ask you the following. Where did the Tosus Rid get this from? And where did the Tosus Rid get his mashal from? His mashal from. Ooh, if you violate two Isurim, you know what? It's like Kmo Lavim Dechele Vidam. I think that's a nice mashal. Like, where did you get that? You know what the answer is? It's explicit in Gemara. It's explicit in Gemara. Shabbos Ayin Beis Vadin. The Gemara says, you know what? If a person goes that in Avid, if a person does on Shabbos, Nachman Lazan, Ksir Utchina, Aslashim HaGemara, Avad Ksir Utchina, what do you mean? The kavase gamishar mitzvos. If you do ksira and tchina, of course you chayv twice. That's true b'chol haTorah kula. Kavase gamishar mitzvos. Why? Because achal chelev v'dam before shul gemara. No, achal chelev v'dam. If a person eats chelev and then has dam, hakatarta mechayim, hakatarta mechayim. So, you know, it's unfortunate. The Gemara says that Ksir and Tchina are comparable to Chelev and Dam. Achitar to Mechayev, Achitar to Mechayev. And the Tosus Rid would tell you, you know, you don't trust me. Take a look in Shabbos, I base my base. It's Mefurish. If a person goes that and performs Kotzer and Tochin, of course he's going to be Chayev twice, because Kotzer and Tochin is just like Achal Chelev and Dam, Achitar to Mechayev, Achitar to Mechayev. Pretty mafurish, no? Pretty mafurish. See, here I'll tell you just something unbelievable. You know, Rashi, like, Rashi in a word can, like, you know, give a whole shit clearly. No? You know, like, in a word, sometimes you don't pick up on the words, no? But take a look at the Rashi and base on base. Take a look at the Rashi, the Masa Chil B'dam. You do Kotzer, you do Tochein. Yeah, that's just like Chelev Adam. That's just like Chelev Adam. You ready? Rashi writes, you ready? Shehein Shnei Gufin. Ooh, that doesn't. Shehein Shnei Gufin. Wow. In other words, Rashi. You know, you look at the Gemara on its face, the Gemara seems to say Kotzer and Tochen are completely separate. Is that really true? That Kotzer and Tochen are separate Yisurim. Separate Yisurim. The Torah doesn't say don't be Tochen. The Torah doesn't say don't be Kotzer. The Torah says, Osasachom Alacha. Rashi writes what the Gemara really means is that they're Shnei Gufin. That they're two different manifestations. They're different. Just like Chelev and Dam is different. Chelev is not Dam. Dam is not different. Kotzer and Tochen are not identical. Wow, what's Rashi doing? Now, why does Rashi say Shnei Gufin? See, if you don't know Maseches Krisos, you don't appreciate the Rashi, no? Shnei Gufin, yeah, and further. No. You see Perek Gimel Krisos. There's something which is called Shemus Mechlokin. There's something which is called Gufin Mechlokin. You have different Hadaros. And all of a sudden, Rashi writes in the context of Malach HaShabbos, Kotzer and Tochen, Gufin. You know what? It sounds like it's not like that Chiddush the Tosus Rid. The Torah Sosrit says it's mafurish in Gemara that it's a different shemeser entirely. A different shemeser entirely. And Rashi is not willing to grant that. Not willing to grant that because that's pretty huge. Is it muchach that the relationship between Malacha A and Malacha B are different shemos? Different shemos entirely. That's something which is pretty pretty unusual, no? You know, Menachem Zemba, the Sefer Totzos Chaim, take a look in Siman Hey, you know? He writes, what's the relationship between Malacha A and Malacha B? So that's like, you know what? Yeah. And you start, you read one line. Oh, it's my focus. Rashi that Tosos read. Where's this Tosos read? Where's this Rashi? What? Oh, Tosos read Shabbos Kuklam Pes. Where Tosos read says Kibbutz Yom Kamalach Malacha. And Rashi says Shnei Gufin. That sounds like a very fundamental my focus. And you know what's at stake in that my focus? How do you give Hasra? How do you give Hasra? If they're different, these surin entirely. So therefore, you require a specific hasra. If you're telling me they're just variations of the same yisr, what's wrong with saying don't be mechal Shabbos? What's wrong with saying don't be mechal Shabbos? You know that Tosfos in Baba Kama that you're familiar with now, Beis Ma'ala? A guy who's doing malacha A, and you tell him don't do malacha B. That's not a good hasra. Well, of course that's not a good hasra. You know what Tosfos says? A difficult line. You know why? Savar shemali bo pata. The guy thinks you're making fun of him. That's why it's not a good hasra, because the guy thinks you're making fun of him. A guy who's mechal Shabbos, you say, don't be over the Avodah Zarah. A guy who's mechal Shabbos, you say, don't eat chayla. You know why that's not a good hasra? Because it's not a good hasra. No? Figure out the psychology. Now that the guy thinks that you're chepering him. Now you're getting on his nerves. You know what that sounds like from Tosfos or Shmuel Lefater? It almost sounds like, I could have thought it really is a good hasra. If not for the fact that the guy is not going to walk away with the impression of how chamur the aver is, he's going to walk away thinking that you're just kind of making fun of him. But wow, that's a huge machlokas. Maybe not to mean this. What is the relationship between Avi and Avi? And I'll ask you the following. What's the relationship between Avi and Atolda? And Avi and Atolda? I thought, ooh, this is the Yisod. No, we'll have to see later in the Sechta. But how about I'll throw this out? That you know what? Two different Avos Malachos or Shemos Machlokim. But in Av and Atolda are Gufim Machlokim. They're different manifestations of the same. Atolda is a separate Shem Yisod. That there are 1,000 Psukim of Shabbos. 10,000 Psukim of Shabbos. No. There could be Kiluk Sivaba Kamalacha Malacha, but Av Malacha. But Atolda is a variation. Atolda is a variation of. That's something which is very important. Wow. So guess what? I'll add this to my list. Well, that's not enough to be jumped out from you. How do you understand Chiluk Malachos? And Tosfos in Matz Kamina, how do you give Hasra on Shabbos? All of this is like embedded in Rabbi Nosra B'Yose. But those Savara Wesh is a separate matter, whether indeed it's not. Wow. I'll tell you another Matz Kamina. No, that's kind of not enough. No, Pesach of Beis. It's a chafez. Let's say when it comes to those savarish. What's those savarish? You ignite. Okay. Take a look, Beis HaChafez and Aleph. The Gemara has certain cases that you're chayim Shum Havara that are not so obvious. No saying Shemin Baner. You know what? I have a flame that's lit, it's being fueled by oil, and I add oil. I'm not Yeshmi, I am creating a flame, but I certainly am enabling the flame to burn longer. No sin shem and shemaneh. Well, let's assume, for example, I remove mechabe. I'm not really engaged in direct act of kibbutz, but you know what? It is not going to last very long. Maybe this is a good mashal, maybe it's not a good mashal. I have this long candle and I cut it in half. Is that kibbutz? Is that the flame's going? The flame is still going. But guess what? Now it's going to burn for 2 hours instead of 5 hours. Because I kind of cut the bottom off. Is that the same as the cases in the Gemara? No sin shenar, adding or removing? And take a look at the doses. Interesting, no? The Gemara's mafurish. No sin shiva, shiva ner is asin. The Ram has the following case. It based on the Shabbos. Mechamim es habarzim. Mechamim es habarzim. I go ahead and I take metal, iron, and I heat it up. It's red hot. You're chayiv mishum lo sabar weish. Mavir, mavir. I'll ask you the following question. Maybe the answer could be yes, no. No sin shemen shebeneh. Or let's say mechamis abarzim. Is that an av or is that a tov? Is that an av or is that a tov? Not so clear, not so clear. Mechamis abarzel is mufurish in Ram. That's only a tov. That's only a tov. You know what the av malach is? You ignite. It combusts, no? You take a piece of wood, you ignite it, and the piece of wood is destroyed. Mechamis abarzel is pretty interesting, no? It's red hot, it's on fire, no? It glows, but it doesn't combust, no? It's going to cool down, and you're going to have your iron ore, no? You're chayy for that. But is that an av? Maybe something I told him. Mufur shram, that's a told. What about nosin shemen shebener? That's mamish an av? Maybe that's something I told him. Urane is mufurish. That's something I told him. If you take a look at that Rambam, maybe it's mashma from the Rambam. That's only a tov. So now I'm going to tell you an incredible possibility. You know, los sabar weish. They're told us. I'll tell you an incredible chiddush of Avnei Nezen. Reish Lamed Ches. That should depend on our Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Yossi. Ooh. Those are nafkaminas read araisa, no? Are there told us to los sabar weish? Are there told us los sabar weish? If it's an av malach, it's malamites malachos. Guess what? Avos have told us. That's a gemara in Shabbos Tafayim. Let's assume havar is the lav yatzos. But what are the told us of tchumim? Now, the guy will look at you now. And you're walking out the building and ask the guard, now, what are the tolos of tchumim? Well, give me this look. No? Okay. It's not an isser malacha. No? It's an isser lav. They're not told us to tchumim. Well, what's a told of machane? Well, what's a told of shisa sabadi? No. They're told us for avos. So Amnesia makes an incredible suggestion. You know what? That every told of those sabarai shimachok is Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Yossi. According to Nosson, it's one of Lamed Tesolachos. And according to Rabbi Yossi, it's a lav. They're not told us for lavim. That's pretty unbelievable. So all those cases that the Rambam would seem to indicate are told us, that's not going to be forbidden midrash, according to Rabbi Yossi. And guess who disagrees with this? You know who disagrees? Ooh. Shagasai ben Chasina, up down, no? This is part of their up down. The starting point when it comes to tchumim mechamer is it's mutter. No, the starting point of Zoraish, it's the chlal ha-malachos. See, even if Rabbi Yossi holds the onish is reduced, but it's still the chlal ha-malachos, and you can still have tovus. That's a very heavy issue, no? You know, the list can go on, but what's remarkable is that, you know, you have a machlokes between Rav Nosson and Rav Yossi, just simply on how to read this pasuk of Osar Oish. Two very, very, you know, fundamentally, like, you know, beautiful possibilities with a critical nafkamina, what's the onish for Osar Oish on Shabbos? And all of a sudden, you kind of open up like this does, no? There's so much at stake in this machlokes. Aside from Poshim Shah, Karis Kil Chatas on Shabbos. What about Yantir? What about a lav in an essay? What about a Siddur Chalos essay? What about Chiluk Malachos? What about Toldos? No, like, all of a sudden you have a whole list of Nafkaminas Daraisan based on the Rabbi Nasa, Rabbi Yossi. That's something which is like inspiring, no, you know? How do you read the pasuk? No, but you know what? All of a sudden, the ripple effect is something something which is incredible. But when you're learning Meshach HaShabbos, you're learning here Meshach HaBeis, we'll get to soon, the differences between Avos and Togos, that's pretty fundamental, no? I would suggest that Totzel Sain, Simen Hei, what's the relationship between one Av and another? A different world, a different Shem Isser? Oh, no, just different manifestations of the same broad Isser. And this will have fundamentally incredible Nafkamin as opposed to Sanherda Samach Gimel. What's the relationship between one Av Malacha and another? And the Chiddush, the Tosos Rid, that should be in Jan Rishon, Rabbi Nassim, Rabbi Yossi. And according to Rabbi Nassim, it's like studying. Ki'ilu ksiv lava, kol malacha malacha. And all that comes from that the Yisod, that Havara is indeed the Chalim Yitzis. Okay, so that's a shot. Monday, we'll finish up the Zephyr's machine.